Welcome back to another edition of Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 7 edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and today I'm joined by Macklemore. What's up, buddy?
Dude, you gotta stop referencing my hair. It's not even Macklemore because it's not shaved on the sides. Because he's like bald.
It looks like it is.
Anyways, we need to get off the hair and we need to find a new nickname for me because I'm tired of being called by my hair.
People just tweet us like, hey,
Swoop. I'm like, I have a name. It's Nick.
But anyway, what's up, dude? How are you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I think I'm ready to talk suits tonight.
Ready to talk suits?
I'm ready to do
it. All right, that brings me into the usual starting question.
I'm going to stop you.
Oh.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Isn't that what you give it? No, you gave it a 9 last week, right?
Oh, I did. Oh, well, in that case, this is a 9 out of 10. I think it's just as good.
Really?
Yep, I think it's just as good. It's my favorite episode of the season so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Obviously, you don't agree with me.
Tell me why. What was so good about this episode?
We saw a lot of great things. We saw a lot of great Lewis trying to get his gift. We saw Mike coming back to the office. Potentially, Jessica might have a problem with it. But we saw Rachel and Mike kind of dissolve. We saw Mike fight Logan. We saw a lot of great things this episode. What did you think of it?
Okay, I'm going to go with a 7.2. And this is not me joking. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. 7.5, kind of like a half, because you know 5 is the minimum, obviously, because suits are so good. 10 is the maximum, so I'm gonna go 7.5 right in the middle. I think this was an okay episode, but it just kind of lacked substance for me.
Well, I'll tell you what I was thinking. You know, when we were watching this episode, when you think about the last six episodes, it seems like there was like a rainy cloud hovering over those episodes because they were just gloomy and had like a weird feel to them, and now you kind of got back to how Suze used to feel.
You don't think this episode was gloomy?
I mean, it's gloomy, but
this episode was gloomy.
It doesn't feel gloomy. It wasn't shot gloomy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, are you about to hold on? Are y'all ready for this? Dun-na-na-na. No, I'm just kidding. Nick's cinematography crap. Continue.
We usually do this later in the episode. Is this a curveball you're throwing?
This curveball, bro. I call it more just like a deep touchdown pass because I don't care about.
Anyways, yeah, I just noticed it didn't feel as dark as the other episodes. I mean, it was kind of more serious than other Suits episodes we've seen, with Mike and Rachel breaking up, which we'll get into in a second. I know that's what a lot of our fans probably want to hear about, but it just didn't have the same dark cloud that the last six episodes have with Harvey and Mike going against each other, and I don't know. That's just my opinion, at least. 7.5, what was wrong with it?
Well, like I said, it didn't really... First of all, I could tell whoever was the writer for this episode, which I'll have to look later, but whoever was the writer for this one, they definitely played on our emotions with the layout of the episode. Literally, the first entire half hour was not Mike and Rachel at all. They weren't even in it.
Yeah.
And that kind of ticked me off. I mean, I guess Mike was kind of there with his getting fired thing, but the Mike and Rachel, like, kind of...
Well, I mean, for all we know, it could have, because AT&T kept cutting out.
You know?
It could have been, like, plenty in the first half.
Yeah. That's a complaint for another day, but I hated that. I mean, they're good at teasing, but half an hour, I mean, and then it was like the first half of the episode was just like one type of thing, and then the second half was Mike and Rachel, and that's just, I didn't like it. I like it better when it's like intermixed throughout the episode.
It definitely feels better paced when it's like that.
Yeah.
Because rather, it's almost like watching two different episodes.
Yeah, exactly. So I did not like that.
Well, I'll tell you what I did like. I like that we finally... You know, I don't think this is one of those episodes that's meant to be good. I think it's a really good episode because it's kind of that transition period, you know? It's kind of closing the chapter on what we saw in the last six episodes. It's kind of the segue between that half and what we're going to see next with Mike back at the office.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be slow. Some would interpret it as slow, but I think it's great. I think we're getting there, and I like seeing it.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about the seven episodes. I just want to like throw in there that Aaron Korsh like literally just like told us before the season pretty much that it was going to be seven episodes before Mike was back at the firm,
and it was to the dot.
Seven episodes, and Mike is now back.
Well, he spoiler isn't alert, back, but
well,
he's back.
He said at the end of the episode that I'm starting my job tomorrow again, so I'm pretty sure he's back.
Yeah, which we'll talk about what the promo showed us with him back at the office later on towards the end of the episode.
Yeah,
but we have a lot of things to talk about this episode. Let's start with Lewis, just because he's our go-to guy when it comes to an easy discussion. Okay, well, what'd you think about when she came in to reward him and she was like, anything you want? And he was like, Pierce Inspector Lit! Just blurted out of his mouth. What'd you think of that?
I think that it was extremely obvious what he was going to say.
Oh, yeah. But do you think it's a possibility? Because Jessica hinted at it.
After she said that, she was like, nope, not happening. Sorry. And he was all butthurt. But then later, when he went to her to give his renewed demands, she said, hey, it's a possibility in the future. So, yeah, I think it could happen.
Let me ask you this while we're on Jessica. Do you think she'll still be gone at the end of the season?
Yes.
At the mid-season or the end of the season?
End of the season.
Okay.
Spectre lit. We've already seen the beginning of Harvey and Lewis like building their relationship to actually be a legit relationship. And I think the rest of the season we'll see that continue, and Harvey and Lewis will be like, bye, Jessica. Spectre lit.
You know, Harvey really came around this episode, I think. He definitely showed more Harvey-esque stuff. I think for the last few episodes, we've seen him kind of be a different type of person. But we saw him kind of stand up for Mike, you know? If you remember in the first season, he gets into a fight with some guy. I forget his name. It's Tanner? Not really important.
Is it Tanner?
It might be Tanner. Don't hold us accountable on that. But and he shows up at Harvey's apartment, and Harvey is really protective of Mike. He's like, who did this? You know, it's very father-son.
Wait, are you talking about a guy who Mike gets in a fight with?
Yeah. Trevor? A fist fight. Yeah, it might have been. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Trevor. I don't remember Mike getting in a fist fight. You got to remember, this was like 4 years ago.
Mike gets in a fist fight. Anyways, Harvey's protective, and he's the same way here when he sees Mike's all bruised up from fighting with Logan.
Yeah, I kind of half expected Harvey to just pull out a gun and cock it. Let's go get this guy. But at least we did get to see Harvey basically end the Logan saga on this show.
I just want to say about Logan, that guy has got some real issues, because after he shows up at Rachel's office and he's like, listen, I know why you told him. It's because you still want to be with me. I'm like, this dude is delirious.
So conceited.
He's delirious. Yeah. Like, he really thinks that?
Yeah, he's like you when you're talking about your hair. Seriously.
No. No, it's not. Anyways, I'm really not that obsessed. Aaron, I think you're obsessed about it now that I think about
it. Dude, you walked out of the bathroom before we started this, and you were like, dude, I wish I had hair like this back in the old days during school. I would have... You know, never mind. We're not going to go there.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. All right, moving on.
You're making stuff up now. You're delirious.
I'm not delirious.
Okay, anyways. Mike comes to Harvey's apartment, and he looks all beat up. And, you know, Harvey gets protective, like we just said. And the first thing he says is, you know, was it because of Forsman?
He just says
Forsman. Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. He says, you know,
well,
what?
You know what? I don't even know what he said, because the stupid TV was cutting out during that conversation. So,
but he says Forsman, and he says Rachel, and then he says Logan. He says, yeah. So he kind of knows what's going on. It's just a very simple exchange. At the same time, we got Rachel coming to Donna's, and we get the same thing. I thought it was really cool how that shot was filmed. It was kind of intertwined. Shows them each going to like their closest friend, kind of.
Yeah, it's like their equivalent.
Yeah.
Like Mike is Junior Harvey and Rachel's Junior Donna, kind of.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Junior Donnas, we didn't see Amy this episode, did we?
We didn't. She was talked about.
Is she gone for good, I wonder?
No, because look, Mike is getting his own office now, so maybe he'll need an assistant.
Maybe. Well,
man, why do you hate Amy? No, we're not going to talk about this. Amy will be back. She's awesome.
But yeah, anyways, we see a lot of interesting things in the fight scene, which was the first time we've seen violence really in the show.
And it was actually pretty good.
It was.
I was like, oh, get him!
I can't believe Mike trashed Logan that bad. I expected more of a fight.
I don't know. Mike kind of got beat up, dude.
But Mike threw Logan
into a table. Yeah, but he had a bloody mouth and his ribs were messed up, so he did get dominated.
We also see Donna's house when Rachel comes there, or her apartment.
Yeah, but the background is like all blurry. You can't even see it.
Yeah, but we've never seen it before, have we?
Such a tease. Yeah, it's on the screen right now. You can kind of see she's got a nice lamp. Some nice wall. Look at that. Man, she's got some fancy like artwork.
I'm sure she gets paid very nicely.
Yeah, I want to see it. She probably makes way
I'm
more
sure
than
she
me.
Makes six figures.
Yeah,
there.
She probably makes you and me combined times five. It's okay.
No, but that fight scene I thought was really great. I mean, it's obviously what we knew was going to happen. And I think it lived up to the promos. I mean, like, I didn't expect a full-out, like, a five-minute fight scene. Like,
yeah, dude, I wanted that. Like,
blows being thrown.
Where they're, like, and, jumping off roofs and throwing each other, like, Batman style, dude. That
breaking
awesome.
Bones and stuff. Yeah, like, no, that's not what I expected. But I think it was short and it was powerful enough where we felt the emotion going through it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes any scene of, like, action or a fight good is when you feel the emotion behind it. And I'm totally with Mike the
whole
time.
Well, that fight was kind of building for the last... you know, six and a half episodes, so we kind of saw it coming, I guess.
Yeah, and I love the way that he puts his hand over the thing and he knocks, and then Logan comes up, he looks, he's like, that's weird, and he still opens the door. And
opens
like, dude,
the door
I know
just
it's
decks
Mike.
Him, dude. Oh my god.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I know it's Mike, so I'm gonna like not open that door.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to my new segment. It's called Aaron's Close Symbolism. We don't have to make
I think
that.
We might need a better name for that. It's kind of
what
a
do you
cookie
call
cutter
it?
Name.
I want to call it
Aaron's Symbolism Crap.
No, I'll pass on that. So we're going to move on to a new-ish segment or something, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like it's a like a routine thing that I talk about the clothes and like the symbolism of the clothes and the ties and all that cool stuff. So I'm going to talk a little bit. I have some notes about, well, it's mostly just about Mike.
Go for it, man. I mean, if cinematography is my thing, clothes can be your thing. Go for it.
Symbolism, bro. Symbolism. Okay, yeah. Anyways, in this episode, obviously, Mike looks really, like, rough and haggard. He's got T-shirts and, you know,
jeans.
Like jeans.
In the Converse, we see his Converse from season one.
Yeah, he's got some rough-looking stuff on. I mean, it's... I don't know. I mean, maybe I just look too much into it, but it... Because it's like, well, he's just wearing a T-shirt. Normal people wear T-shirts all the time. But I don't know. I just feel like they choose to use their clothes like way more deeper than that. Just like to the point of like showing their emotions and like the different color ties and designs and stuff that they wear. It feels like you can discern a lot of things from the clothes that they're wearing. So, yeah, anyways, Mike looks... It's obvious they were trying to emphasize that he was down in the dumps in this episode wearing T-shirt and... Yoga pants or yoga pants.
Sweat I don't pants. Think he was wearing sweat. Yoga pants.
What, you didn't see that booty, dude? Sweatpants.
No, but clothes definitely do play a very big part. Most people don't know how big of a part they play. Think back to Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
you know?
I think they do. It's called
Breaking
Suits,
Bad.
Bro. The show's about clothes.
Breaking Bad was really known for that. You know, you got Marie, I think was her name. She's always wearing purple or something. And, you know, it was just very about the colors and it kind of spoke about the characters. I think Suits is like any other TV show. And they use that. It works on very subliminal levels, you know, because we pick up on it. And you start to think, wow, Mike really is down the dumps because he's not in a suit. It's a very subliminal thing, but it works.
Yeah, but we're also professional analysts.
we're self-proclaimed professional analysts.
You're right. Anyways, yeah, that's all I have about clothes. I mean, I did notice a couple times, like, when Lewis was being particularly assertive, he had on, like, a tie that draws your attention. He had, like, a peacock-colored one on when he took Jessica and Harvey in to tell them that he had hired Mike again. He had, like, as soon as he walked in, it popped to me. So, yeah, I think...
Do you think we could call this segment Aaron's Symbolism Crap?
No, we're not calling it that.
Well, I'm putting in the soundbite
no,
regardless.
No, you're not. Do not.
Well, this conversation is pointless because people are already going to be hearing this and they're already going to hear the soundbite
okay, well,
five
that's
seconds
not, that's
ago.
That's not what it's going to be called. Okay. So anyways, moving on. I kind of want to talk briefly about Mike and the fact that he didn't take the job from Forsman when he offered him a $1 million signing bonus. Bro.
I know what you're going to say.
Bro, how are you?
It's $1 million.
Dude, that's $1 million right
there.
Yeah,
but how much do you think Mike's making at Pearson Specter?
I don't know. Probably like 80. I don't know.
80,000 at Pearson Specter?
He's an associate. He's not a partner.
Think, yeah, but that's the top. It's one of the top law firms in the country. There's no way you're making 80,000 as a junior or senior associate. There's no way.
Well, okay, fine. Maybe he makes like 120. I don't know. But
It's still pretty good money.
Yeah, but dude, $1 million.
$1 million.
That's 10 years of salary right there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying there's got to be something about the guy that Lewis even saw was like Michael.
Well, yeah, he's a total douche, but yeah. It doesn't matter if he's giving you $1 million signing bonus. You know that your salary is going to be baller. Mike's
in a delicate spot. He's
a lawyer fraud, and he would have been better off working for Forsman, not as a lawyer, than he would have been going back to Pearson Spector and being a lawyer and a fraud, because we already know from the preview that he's only going to be back for one episode, and they're already coming after him.
Something else I want to talk about, Sean Cahill just kind of appears when he needs to. It's not like he, when we first started the season, it was this big case, and he's just kind of
well, he's only been around for like 3 episodes.
Yeah, I know, but he just kind of pops in and out. He's like, hey, I'm here.
Well, I think he's going to play a bigger role going forward, especially think about that because...
Well, if he's with the SEC, they start investigating stuff and
Mike's not even there. That. He's been saying that Mike was colluding with Harvey about this case the whole time, and now suddenly Mike is back at the firm and they fired Logan. Yeah. So, I mean, even you could be a monkey and know that something is going on there. So I think Sean Cahill will be on the case and...
I just hope that's not empty suspense. I hope they don't just draw it out and Mike still stays. I mean, well, at the same time, I don't want him to. At the same time, I don't want him to leave. But I don't want to just keep getting. We're gonna find out you're fake. We're gonna find out you're fake. And it's like, how long can you draw that suspense on for?
Well, you know, for the first couple seasons, it really wasn't talked about that much. Mm-hmm. Like there was a couple small, like one episode scares. But mostly, it was something they avoided. So I was kind of hoping when he came back to the firm that
just be gone.
It'd be gone for a while. Not gone, but just, you know, in the background. Like, still something that's occasionally discussed or whatever, but not like, oh my God, we've been back for not even an episode, and oh my God, we're about to find out Mike's secret.
Yeah, I can't really bash the writing because I haven't seen the episode yet, but I'll be really disappointed if that's what it does. It seems kind of like a cheap gimmick, you know?
Well, I mean, it was kind of just like thrown in there a little bit, so it might not be like the whole, that could be the very end of the episode.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Lewis will eventually find out? I mean, of course, during some point in the show, I think he will find out. Do you think it'll be this season?
No, but I don't know. Maybe next season when it's Spectre Lit, I think he'll find out then.
I mean, Spectre Lit, well, then he'll have to find out because he's a name partner.
So, Jessica didn't know for a long time.
What if when Jessica leaves, she's like, look, Lewis, you can be the replacement partner, but you got to know some stuff.
Well, I think Jessica's going to leave on bad terms, so.
Her and Jeff are just going to be like,
okay, stop.
Middle fingers up. Walking out, tearing her name off.
Just with a hammer. Pah! We're out of here.
No, but I don't really like the Jeff Malone character now that we're talking about him.
Yeah, I just scrolled to that in my notes. I'm kind of just like, I'm kind of done with him. He feels out of place now.
That's what I was about to say. He doesn't feel natural. He doesn't feel like he belongs at Pearson Spector.
It feels like they kind of just forced him in because they needed more characters on the show. I mean, he was, I think for the first couple episodes that he was around when he was still like kind of with the SEC and he had just come and they had him like on the SEC investigation. He was good, but now it's kind of just like he's kind of just in limbo, not really doing anything. But
Sean Cahill's coming back.
Sean Cahill might we don't actually know if it's him that's attacking them. They didn't say.
No, but I mean,
it's pretty easy to tell, but
we can deduct that's going
to
be it.
Yeah, and if that is the case, then maybe we'll see Jeff come back to the forefront.
Maybe. I don't like his character personally, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I don't like him because he's banging my girl, Jessica.
Okay, well, that's something for another day. She's my fave.
Moving on.
Well, before we move on, real quick, my favorite thing about the episode is how Rachel and Mike, which we're about to get into, kind of starts this chain reaction of people appreciating everyone else around them.
Oh yeah, like with Lewis and
Lewis and Sheila. Then we see Jessica come talk to Jeff, and we see, you know, people just kind of get this thing like, wow, I really appreciate the people around me. I mean, you know, if you saw, you know, if you're married, you know, hypothetically.
Okay, well, I'm never getting married.
Hypothetically, if you're married and you and your wife are kind of arguing for like the last 6 months and then your friend's wife, not my wife, not my wife.
You're going to say if your friend's wife dies?
Dies, then you'll all of a sudden be like, wow, you know, I really take her for granted.
Yeah, I'm about to text your girlfriend and tell her that you're talking about her dying.
No, but you know,
don't marry Nick, you'll die.
I know, for real.
All right.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you start to appreciate things when you see other people's stuff go wrong. You're like, wow, I really appreciate my family, or I really appreciate my wife, so on and so forth. Yeah. And I thought that was very accurate what they portrayed. I felt connected to it.
Well, I was extremely, on that note, I was extremely impressed with Lewis because he, like, I jumped too fast because Lewis had that moment with Rachel, and then Lewis went to Jessica to say his demands. And I thought right there he was going to say, I want you to hire Mike back. That's what I thought he was going to say. And then he says, oh, well, I want this, 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 so I can be with Sheila. And I'm just like, oh, that's cute, but I want Mike back. So I thought Lewis was going to do that. I thought Lewis was like going to go fight for Mike and do all this stuff. And he didn't. And then, you know, at the end, he pretty much gave up all that stuff just to have Mike back. Yeah. And you think about that, like, a couple seasons ago, Lewis hated Mike. And he just gave up and do anything except one thing, favor. That's like a genie wish.
Lewis.
He just gave up a genie wish to get Mike back.
It's really admirable of him to do. It's a very great quality. You know, like, he had what he wanted. He had Sheila, and he gave it up for Mike. And I think that shows the loyalty that they share. You know, because I know that they worked together in the past really great. And I think that's really great how loyal they are, you know.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's going to work for Lewis when he comes back. Because we see in the promo, Rachel says, you know, I'm Harvey's associate. So, is Mike Lewis's associate? It's going to be a different dynamic.
I don't know. I mean, Mike kind of, even when he was still working at Pearson Spector, like at the end of last season, he really wasn't like, because now he's a senior associate, he wasn't like Harvey's understudy anymore.
No, but he was always with Harvey.
He was kind of just doing stuff with Harvey. But
I don't think they'll revert back to the tag team stuff instantly. I think he'll be with Lewis, and then he'll kind of work for Harvey a little bit, and then they'll get back to being like the power squad, you know, just taking down every case.
I want the tag team right now, so.
Aaron Korsh, if you're listening, once again.
I need you to just go right now, cancel whatever you filmed, make a new one real quick. You have
next
a week.
Next episode.
Next episode. I want Mike and
Harvey.
Next
episode starts with a montage of Harvey and Mike taking down like 50 cases.
That'd be awesome.
All right, well, I think it's time we got to the meat of the episode.
The meat?
The meat. The big kahuna of the episode. Mike and Rachel breaking up.
That's definitely the meat. Let's go.
All right. What do you want to start with? I'm personally, this is going to be me. I'm not an actor, and I'm not anything in Hollywood, but Meghan Markle is not a convincing crier. I don't think I bought her crying. I don't think I bought her sadness. And she's not a weak actress. I'm not saying that, but I don't think she did a good job in this episode.
I think she did a fine job. I didn't even, like, her crying looked very convincing to me. And then you were like, her crying doesn't look good. Like, does it have to be a continuous stream of tears?
No, but I mean, it's not bad. I just didn't, there was something about it I didn't buy. It wasn't terrible. Like, I've seen worse crying, but it's just not what I pictured, you know?
Okay, well, you just don't have a good array of seeing different girls cry. You've been with the same girl for like 87 years, and so you don't know, but all girls cry differently. So
I've seen more movies than you can ever imagine, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. So she looked plenty convincing to me crying. I mean, she's also a strong, independent woman who's trying not to just break down and bawl her eyes out in the middle of a freaking like lobby at her work.
Okay, fair, but I just didn't buy it. It's not that she looked bad. I mean, she did look bad crying, but everyone looks bad crying. I just didn't buy it.
She looked good to me.
She always looks good.
I will go comfort her.
I think we need to have this discussion, man to man. And I know this is biased because we're both men here. Would you take Rachel back?
If I was Mike?
No, if you were you. Would you take someone back if they did that to you?
In that exact situation?
Yes.
So I'm Mike and...
Yeah, if you're Mike and your girlfriend's Rachel. I can't picture myself doing that.
Taking her back? Well, he didn't take her back.
Yeah, but I mean, they're setting it up. They're going to work on it. I mean,
until Mike gets comforted by Amy.
No.
Wazam!
Bold prediction.
Hashtag bold prediction.
No, but you know, I just can't picture myself doing that. There's just something about it. I mean, knock on wood, my girlfriend wouldn't ever do that. But if she did, I don't know what I would do. You know, I mean, I can't picture willing to forgive that, you know? That's the ultimate betrayal. Especially with Rachel and the guy that she used to have an affair with, that he had an affair with her. I don't I don't think there's a lot of trust there now.
Well, you know, something that stuck out to me about the way Mike handled the whole thing, I mean, he has a right to be mad, but he did not give her any time to explain anything. And I just feel like he should have. Like, when she first told him, he literally just said, "What?" and walked out. Like, she could have just been like, "April Fools," and it would have been too late. Like, he just said, "What?" pushed her away and walked out. Well, and then when they met in the lobby, he said, "Tell me exactly what happened." And she said, like, she didn't say anything, and then he asked her a question, and she said yes, and he literally said, "We're done, bye." That was it. He did not give her a chance to explain anything, and he should have, because if he knew the whole story, like, from the way we viewed it, how it started, and then she pushed him away, and then when he came into her office, she said, "Get out, I never want to see you again." If he knew all that stuff, if he knew what she went through, and all the things that she said, objectively, if he knew that, he would take her back, and I would too. But he didn't give her the chance to explain that, but he should have.
Okay, but if she explains it, why should he even believe her? Anyone would say, of course it didn't mean anything. Of course it didn't mean anything. Of course I pushed him away. Anyone would say that. If I went in, like, cheated on my girlfriend and had sex with some other girl, of course I'd be like, of course it didn't mean anything. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I do love her. Sorry. You know, like, it's just human nature. You just can't admit that. But I don't like them together.
Okay, well, I can tell you that you're going to get
destroyed
by many people for that. I like them together. They're a great epic romance, and I want them to stay together. So
I know they're going to stay together, but I just don't like their dynamic. It's very weird.
No, it's not. They have very good chemistry.
I never said they didn't have good chemistry. You're putting words in my mouth now.
Whatever. That's pretty much what you're saying.
No, the characters don't have a good dynamic.
Okay.
The actors have great chemistry. Anyways, I just couldn't see myself doing that. I mean, if you take into account what you said, yeah, if he watched Suits and was like, wow. Yeah,
dude,
wow.
Just go turn on USA Network. Like, wow. That's all. It will be fine.
She really did push him away, but he will never know that. And he has to take her word, and it's just about establishing that trust. And I don't know if he can do that. And honestly, I don't blame him.
I don't think we really have anything else for Mike and Rachel. I mean, at the end of the episode, Mike kind of, I wrote on my notes, Mike squishes Rachel like a bug.
Yeah, he just decimates
her. And she just comes in and she's like, maybe like, "Oh, you're home." And he's just like, "Yeah, I'm about to leave." And you're just going to let me leave if you ever want a chance with me again. And then he's just like, she's already like destroyed. And then he's just like, "And by the way, I'm coming back to work at Pearson Spector. And if you have anything to say about that," which you know she will, because she doesn't like him being a fraud because she's trying to be a legit lawyer and is having a hard time. And he's like, "If you have anything to say about that, then we're done forever. Bye." Like, dang, bro. You just, like, destroyed all her hopes and dreams right there.
It's good stuff because she wants to be forgiven because she knows it didn't mean anything. She's just like, "Hey, we need to get through this." And he's like, "Nah." Facepalm. See you later. Bye.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't have anything else with Mike or Rachel. I think we don't really know where it'll go. Just kind of have to see where it takes us.
Okay, real quick. Before we do lightning round, I want to talk about just about the preview for next week.
Okay.
I've only got three major points on there. I'll just read them out and you tell me what you think. The first one I have is firm divided, true, ? Because you did talk about that last week or mm-hmm. week before. Rachel bugging Mike. And Mike gets his own office. That's all I have. Obviously,
I say yes, yes, and yes. I say yes to all of them. I think she is bugging Mike. Mike wants to be left alone. He deserves his space. Yes, Mike will get an office because they were going to give him an office before, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but he like declined or whatever.
Yeah, but I think
Harvey happy.
Yeah, but I think now he's like,
well, Harvey wanted
stood up to Harvey perfectly fine. Now I think he stood up to Harvey perfectly fine. And then what was your first one again? Firm divided. Yes.
Well, 100%. We already talked about how in the preview it kind of says that they're coming after us. This was all for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that can be one of your lightning round questions. Who will divide?
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Aaron's lightning round. Okay. For anybody who's not familiar with Aaron's lightning round, I'm just going to kind of run through a couple things. I'll say some sentences or phrases, and Nick will reply and tell me the first thing that pops into his head about it, retaining to the episode that we just watched. I'll do most of them, and then Nick will come up with a couple and pop them back at me. Instant reaction. No thinking. First thing that pops into your head. All right, ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Katrina says Lewis is attractive.
I don't think that'll Mount Amaj. It's just something that she said. She was like, I find you really attractive now, because he's typically kind of a weak person, and then he acts really assertive there. It's an attractive quality, generally. I'm not into men, but I'm just saying it's generally an attractive
quality. I was about to ask you, do you think Lewis is attractive?
It's generally attractive seeing an assertive woman, you know? I don't want to see a weak woman, so.
Okay, well, I think they're going to bang. Moving on.
Okay, plot twist. Well, no, because we know Lewis was like, don't ever call me attractive again.
Yeah, well.
But that doesn't mean they can't hook up, I guess. People have done worse.
Mike's spaghetti sauce.
The spaghetti sauce? Like that he made Rachel taste?
Yeah.
No comment.
Well, there was never any, you know, any indications that Mike could cook before.
Well, I think Mike's very crafty. Mike's a fine young gentleman, and I'm sure he can cook just fine.
Man, I wish I could cook. All right, moving on.
I can cook.
Yeah, I bet you can. Will we see Logan again?
I'd say probably, but I don't think he'll play a big role. I think his character's kind of done. Until further notice, when it's a convenience for Suits to bring him back.
What reason could he have for returning?
I mean, maybe he'll show up. Maybe he'll show
Harvey
up.
Harvey doesn't work for him anymore. Rachel kicked him out of her life.
I mean, I'm sure he'll show up here and there. He'll just kind of have like one more episode bounce back where they kind of settle things, because we know he has to sign that contract the next day. Hmm. I'm sure they'll skip it, but we could see him as around the office for some extra attention.
I think we'll never see him again.
I hope not. I don't like him.
All right, last one.
Okay, let's do this.
Do Jeff and Jessica have a future together?
I don't think so. But if we entertain your notion of Jessica, or fact, as you would say, of Jessica leaving at the end of the season, I think it's very probable they'll go off together. I don't think he'll stay.
Ride off in the sunset and in a beautiful BMW?
Top down, dusk. I can see it happen.
I got my shades on, top back, rolling with the music. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay, so do you have any for me?
I think I have a few. I think I can come up with a few.
All right, let's go.
All right, ready? Will Darby ever happen? Not that they'll date, but do you think they'll ever toy around with the idea of a legitimate Darby?
No, they won't.
I mean, they've already toyed around with it.
They're just going to do what they've done for the whole show. They're just going to give us little teases, but it's never going to be a legit thing. It's never going to be, you know, it'll just be, oh, well, Harvey bought Donna some flowers, and then they went back to work the next day, and there's nothing. That's how it's going to be for the rest of forever. There will never be a legit relationship or an attempt at a legit relationship or anything like that. It's never going to happen. I'm sorry. I don't care if you hate me for it. It's never, ever, 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 ever going to happen unless the show ends or Aaron Korsh dies and someone else takes over. It's not going to happen. I promise you that.
Well, the reason I asked is because Harvey has a real intimate moment with Mike where he says, like, you know, where he talks about love, kind of, and Rachel, and I just wonder if they'll ever entertain the idea of Donna being a love interest or like a fling again for Harvey. That's the only reason I brought it up for this episode.
Well, it's not.
Okay, well, we'll see who's right someday. Does Lewis's deal with Forsman go south?
I don't think it'll necessarily go south, but I think at some point it will come back to bite him. Maybe not even this season. It could be way down the road, but I think maybe
season 12, it's going to come back.
Season 12. Because Forsman hates Harvey, and that much is obvious. I mean, I'm pretty sure he only wanted to hire Mike because Mike has the ability to beat Harvey. So he definitely hates Harvey, and he now has a trump card over someone who works with Harvey. So,
and who will end up,
who will end up being the one of the named partners at Harvey's firm. So I think Forsman, they're just going to put that, the writers are going to put that in their back pocket, and right until Lewis is going to come out on top, and then bam, we're totally unexpected. Forsman's going to walk in out of the elevator, and Lewis is just going to be like, oh crap.
Yeah, well, it's sad he gets the bad end of it. You know, Harvey does that all day long, and it never really comes to bite him, but Lewis does it one time, and it's just like the end of the world probably for him. All right, well, that's all I got for lightning round. That's all you got.
That's all I got.
All right, is it time for Twitter questions and then closing out?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
Okay, well, just like last week, we only have one question, but that's okay. One is better than zero. This question, weirdly enough, this question was on our YouTube channel, which we haven't ever used, but we'll talk about that in a minute, actually. I have some interesting news about that, but this question was on our YouTube page from someone who doesn't have a Twitter. Their name is Belle Jour, something like that. Belle asks, do you think Mike will ever come after Forsman? This is a really good question. We were kind of just talking about it with Lewis, but not with Mike. Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think that for now, Mike will not come after Forsman. But if Forsman comes after the firm, like we were just talking about, I think it's a possibility that Mike is the one who takes him down.
What do you think? I think Mike's kind of afraid of Forsman, rightfully so. He's just kind of like, I want to stay away from him, especially when he was walking in to get that job. And Lewis is like, Mike, don't do this.
Yeah, don't go take $1 million signing bonus.
Yeah, and obviously he took his advice because he's going to come work at Pearson Spector. So Mike knows something's up with him. So I think he'll stay away for as long as he can. But lo and behold, he'll probably come after them. And I think Mike will go after him. Harvey and Mike together, probably. Bold prediction right here. We haven't done hashtag bold prediction in a long time. Mike and Harvey working together for the first time, again, will be against Forsman. That's my bold prediction.
Okay, well, I don't think we'll see Forsman for a while, so I don't agree with that.
Well, that's why it's a prediction.
Them working together again for the first time will be in conjunction of their defense against Sean Cahill and the SEC. That's all we've got for
Twitter/YouTube questions.
But since we're on the subject of YouTube, we're thinking about starting to put our podcasts on YouTube as well. I know some other podcasts do this kind of stuff often, you know. It just kind of gives even more accessibility to our podcasts.
Yeah, which we're all about accessibility. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and soon to be YouTube, hopefully. We want to get out there as much as possible, so stay tuned on that.
We want to be accessible on as many platforms as we can to you guys just to make it easy for the listener. So I would look out for that.
And we're going to be posting updates on our Twitter page for those that don't follow us. It's @SuitsPodcast.
Also, we have a Facebook that we will now use a little bit more. What's it called?
It's just Suits Talk. You just search Suits Talk. It's a fan page. It has like three fans or likes, whatever it's called. It's me and my girlfriend and I think one other person.
Me.
So. Yeah, you? You? Is it you? Yeah. Oh, my bad.
So, yeah, but we'll be on Facebook. The Facebook, we'll probably just set it to, you know, post all our tweets to it. So if you don't have a Twitter but you do have a Facebook, you can, you know, look there and see any major news or announcements that we have. So
if not, you can always talk to us at suitspodcast@gmail.com. We'll talk to you about suits.
Send us an email. You don't have a Facebook, don't have a Twitter, you have to have an email. If you don't have an email, well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
how did you find our podcast?
I guess we could get a P.O. box or something, but yeah, I don't know.
Mail us a letter. We're okay.
Yeah, but so that's all we got for this week, unless you have anything else to tell.
I'm good. We can close on out.
Okay, well, as usual, thank you guys for listening. You can find us at Suits Podcast, Suits Talk on Facebook, SuitsTalk@gmail.com.
Suits Podcast@gmail.com.
You can find me on Twitter @AFatGreekCat, no spaces. You can find Nick @NickLehman1992. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week. Yes, next week. There's no hiatus. We're so happy. Next Wednesday for episode 8. I am your host, Aaron, joined by Macklemore, and we will see you next week. Goodbye. Have you seen that new USA show, Satisfaction?
We see the previews all throughout Suits. It was incredibly weird.
Well, I've watched every episode so far.
Seriously?
No. But I wish I did.
There's like hella sex scenes.
Looks like it should be an HBO show, dude.
Yeah, with all the sex and the cheating.
Yeah, let's do a Satisfaction podcast.
No, thank you.
Bruh, I'm down. Let's go.